Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
As a very straight woman, I believe that men are not attractive until you get to know them. On the opposite end of the spectrum, women are extremely attractive until you get to know them.
How do you girl math?
So I girl math by when I'm going out, if I walk to the so-called destination, that is $0.
Yes.
And then it's late, I need to Uber back. If the Uber is $30 on the way home, then technically I saved money because that 30 is really divided by two. So it was $15 there because I walked and $15 on the way home.
That's dumb as hell. But I mean, girl math is supposed to be dumb as hell, I guess. You know, this is why women need men. It's not for the money, I would say. I wouldn't even say it's for the protection. It's for the common sense. It's really for the common sense. And look at that face she got on right now. She really feel like she just ate.
Yes, because in my brain, I would have been like, $60, but you only paid $30.
So I earned money.
Yes.
I made money.
Yes.
Now we're just a stupid joke, just like we always were.
And this is the math that will have them homeless at 65, or working until they literally pass out. These are the exact type of calculations. So never be impressed when women talk about how much of a boss they are and how much money they're making, because it's coming in and it's going right back out. No savings, no investments. They're blowing it on bullshit. I can almost guarantee you that.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
Hinge isn't working, so I'm doing it the old-fashioned way. Men, I'm coming for ya. I'm coming for ya.
Go lay your ass back down and come holler at me tomorrow when you sober. Because you high right now.
No, keep your goofy ass where you are. We don't want anything to do with you. You're an overgrown child. This is a stupid TikTok. I don't know why you thought to do this. Use those knocklers to try to find some maturity and some common sense. Or somebody who could teach that to you. But not a man. Stay the fuck away from us.
I don't want to be that guy.
Our generation is so scared to get into a relationship. What happened to just trying it out? Like, just dating for a bit. I know that everyone's like, no, I'm dating to marry. Yeah, you 100% can date to marry. That's why you can break up. You can absolutely break up if you don't think they're going to be the one to marry. But what's with us just having situationships for too long of a time, wasting our time on someone that we don't even want to marry just because we didn't want to call them our boyfriend or girlfriend? Because if we did, then we'd probably end up breaking up with them. But then we went into a situationship with them. It just doesn't make any sense.
Damn, bitch, you are fucked up.
No. The guys didn't want to marry you. You wanted to marry them. You know what I mean? You would love to marry them. You would love to change them and everything to work out. But at the same time, you don't want it to work out too perfect because that's boring. Look, we're not going to get into that convoluted mess. You're trash and you have poor morals and poor values. And that's why dating isn't working out. And you let men who haven't committed to you rearrange your you-know-what.
Yeah, you suck. Yeah, you just fucking suck. Blows my mind that somebody like this not only exists, but also is delusional enough to post it online.
I'm just confused as to why people are just so opposed to getting into a relationship. Like, why is everyone so scared? Breaking up is a thing. And honestly, giving someone a shot to just be your boyfriend or girlfriend and seeing how it would be like would be so much less of a waste of your time. Don't you think?
She keep throwing, like, boyfriend and girlfriend in. Look, she's talking to a specific guy. This isn't a public service announcement. She's trying to get the attention of a very particular Long John Ron. You know what I mean? And he's not going to see this. Probably doesn't have a TikTok. And if he does scroll by it, he's laughing at her ass. I assure you. No, we don't want to get in a relationship with you because it's not worth it. It's not a matter of, you know, we didn't know breaking up was a thing. It's a waste of time to even get in it in the first place because we knew the first 15 minutes of talking to you, you weren't wife material.
If you want to mix in People like me and people like my friends who are go-getters, who work really hard, who make their own money, who are talented, skilled, ambitious. Please don't mix us in with the Tatianas. We don't want to be there.
But you were pluck and duck material. We knew that. And honestly, a lot of these hot chicks, they're not even good in bed. So that's why he probably didn't even call you back after the first, you know, run in the hay with you. So not only would you not make a good girlfriend, you don't even make a good F-dog. And not only that, if you could just shut up and be likable, we would just take the mediocre sex. But you're so annoying and overbearing, we don't even want anything to do with you, you know, to even have that. I mean, seriously, would you date a woman who comes on TikTok in a basically a bra and some leopard print pants? I mean, ma'am, get rid of all your leopard print anything and maybe you'll have a shot at a man taking you serious. You know what I mean? Leopard print is the number one print that a chick is a hoe. Leopard or zebra print are one of the biggest, you know, hotels.
How could you be so sure?
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really. No.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Oh, manifestation's not real? Why don't you say that to this freaking bird's face? This is Murphy, a manifesting king, a 31-year-old single bald eagle, much like myself. One day, Murphy came across a rock, and Murphy said, "This rock is an egg." And haters tried to be like, "No, Murphy, that's a rock." And he was like, "Oh, really? This is a f***ing rock that I'm hatching? Why don't you come over here and find out?" He said, "Come catch these talons." And then he went, into
this is the topic of your conversation.
This guy so hard that they literally had to change his enclosure because he was protecting the rock from the other birds that were like, "You're in your delusional era." And he was like,
I mean, man, this is just, this is crazy. This is absolutely nuts. So, okay, you're comparing yourself to a fucking eagle. Like, you don't see the problem already? You're not a fucking animal. Well, I'm sure you are in many ways, but you know what I mean. You're not a bird.
You got a lot of problems, don't you?
And even if you could come up with examples of, you know, situations where somebody was delusional, but it worked out, and their delusion turned into a reality, that's not the norm. That's not a plausible strategy to go through your life delusional, hoping it works out.
Every part of this is completely preposterous.
Yeah. But all them haters had to eat them words, because moments later, an abandoned and bruised eaglet appeared at the sanctuary with no parent. And the humans looked around and they said, "Murphy is a witch." Now, Blurry Murph and his blurry eagle child are super bonding. He teaches them how to eat, how to yell, how to manifest. Murphy,
you are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
I wanted it to be me. Just for once, I wanted it to be me. I wanted to be the one that you changed for.
Oh, God. Look, here's the thing about these guys that these women obsess over. They don't know what the hell's going on in that man's current relationship. They stalk him on Instagram, stalk him on social media, and be like, "Oh, he's in a relationship. Why couldn't it have been me?" He's probably not treating that woman as good as Instagram would have you believe.
You're goddamn right.
He treated you like crap for years, and you still want to be in a relationship with him. You're sick. You're a sick individual.
You can't get help unless others know you need it.
When they finally do get that guy to commit to him, then they come back on TikTok and complain about how they're still being mistreated. Chances are that chick that he stayed with, she didn't really change him. He just got tired of playing the games with all these different women, and he just, you know, sat down somewhere. Isn't it crazy how women put getting treated like crap on a pedestal?
This is mind-blowing.
The reason why the concept of changing the bad boy is so stupid is because when they change them, then they get bored. So there is no win for women. There is no treasure at the end of the rainbow. When they don't get what they want, they're miserable. When they get what they want, they're miserable. This is why, as a man, you should never make one of your goals making a woman happy. Live your life, do what you do. If that make her happy, cool, it's convenient. But don't ever go out of your way to make a woman happy. Because no good deed goes unpunished when it comes to these nut jobs.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
So I met this girl the other day, and she did something that is, I think, so disrespectful. This is my burner page, and we like to be messy on here, so I'm going to talk about it.
You too old for this. A burner page? Burner pages are for teenagers. You're clearly a grown woman. You look post-wall even with the filters. Why do you have a fucking burner page? See, this should be an instant swipe to anybody with a mature adult brain.
I also messaged this girl, so we're going to see what her response is. But I met this girl at an event, and we exchanged Instagrams. I thought we were going to be friends.
What kind of shit is that?
And she brought up my guy on my Instagram post, and she's like, oh my god, is this your boo? And she was like, oh, are you guys official? And that was my first red flag. I was,
why do y'all try to be friends with people the first second you meet them? And then you're surprised when she stabs you in the back, or she ended up being shady or toxic. I mean, yeah, how about you get to know somebody before you're besties? It's so stupid. It's so disingenuous. A lot of girl friendships are disingenuous because they were bullshit from the start. They were never really based on anything other than, oh, we're both girlies.
Never forget that everyone is a princess.
Why is a stranger asking if I'm official with a man that I have posted on my Instagram? Like, clearly there's a relationship there. Like, what? And I heard a tone, right? I heard the tone. I was like, oh, what's this girl's deal? My guy was not at this event. This girl met me. So she went home. She didn't follow me back. She knows I followed her. She didn't follow me back. She went on our collaborative post, and she found my boyfriend, and she requests my boyfriend.
You're a victim.
There we go, CSI.
I don't know if I believe this. All this sounds like pure baloney. I think you just made up this story to have something to talk about on your stupid childish TikTok.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.